When Jesus had gotten back to the wash side of the loch, a fell throng gathered in about him at the water side. When he was there, a synagogue president, Jairus by name, came up, and when he saw Jesus, flung himself at his feet and sought him sair for his help. "My wee lassies at yon Maywood," said he. "Oh, and ye could come, sir, and lay your hand on her. Weel a wot, she'd win a bint and no dee." Say Jesus took the gate wi' him, and a merdle of folk gaed along wi' him, dunching and dirding him as he gaed. Among them was a woman that had haen a run of blood for a 12 year past. She had been till yea doctor after another, and had dreed a feck at their horns and weared in them aw she was ocht forby, and hadna gotten nae good out of aw, but rather had gane frae ill to war. She had heard what they were saying about Jesus, and knew she wan up ahint him with a crood and titched his coat. "Ginnock and his muckless titch the claysum," said she to herself, "as get the better of my income." And at that same moment, the blooden devolved, and she found in her body that she was red her old complaint. Jesus came to himself, stricht awa, that poor had gone forth him, and he turned round where he stood in the midst of the throng and said, "What titch my claes?" His disciples answered, "You see the crude burson about ye, and spear ye, wha titched me?" But Jesus glowered all round to see wha had done it. Syne, chittering with dread because she kent what had happened her, the woman come for it, and flinging herself down at his feet, told him the whole truth. "Doctor," quo he to her, "your faith has made ye weel. Gang your wars with my blessing, and bide quat o' your old complaint." The words wasna weel off his tongue when folk come frae Jairus's hoose and said to him, "Your doctor is deed, ye didna fash the maister mair." Jesus made on no to hear them, and said to the synagogue president, "Be nane flyed, only hae faith." Syne, letting naebody gang wi' him, forby Peter and James's brother, John, he gaed to the hoose, where he found an unca's steer and din of folk greeting and yowling. He gaed in by and said to them, "What's all this steer and din and greeting?"
"The bairn isna deed. She's sleeping."
But they only leuch at him. At that, he set them all out o'er the doorstane. Syne, taking the bairn's feyther and mither and his ain three disciples wi' him, he gaed ben to the chommer, where the wean was lying, and gripping her hand, said to her, "Talitha, coom," well, 'cause the Aramaic for "rise ye up, lassie, a bit ye." And strecht the lassock rays and "Be good to travel up and doon the chummer." She was 12 year old. The lave was fair by themselves with amazement. But Jesus strictly discharged them to let onybody ken ocht to the maitre. Said he bade them gie the lassie mate.